We can use the mai as the food can be the mai food for the purpose of a ruvit chumen. Over my serishin shenit l'trumaser, my serishin which truma has been removed, truma's meiser. It's truma, meaning the truma of meiser, which is called truma's meiser. For meiser sheni behektesh sheniftu, you can use meiser sheni hektesh which have been nifta. Mr. Moore is going to ask what's the chiddush of that. But kohanim bechalo, kohanim can make the eruv truman with chalo that they've received from Yisrael. Avaloi b'tevel, the Mishnah says you cannot use something which is not edible like tevel. Even though theoretically tevel can become heter, but you can't do the hafrasha on Shabbos, so it's not roy on Shabbos. That's not acceptable. Over my serishin shlonit the trumasoi, my serishin which truma has not been taken out. Over my serishin had the shlonifta, or my serishin had the shlonifta, but not have been nifta. The Morgan they ask. What's the chiddush of all these cases?
I mean, this is going according to. We had the machlokas before with sumkas, whether if it's roy for somebody else.
So all these cases are not really roy for anybody, except for the case of kahana b'chalo. Yeah. So the case of kahana b'chalo says only kahana means yourself. Not that's like sumkas.
Well, but demai, for instance.
Well, okay, demai. We'll see about demai. That's a good question. It's your Asher. But demai, the kikar shalocha me amoritz, will hifresh memento demai. See, he bought it from an amoritz, he has not taken off the afroshes of demai that he's mukhi to take off. Even though they are correctable, but they're not correctable on Shabbos, and you didn't do it before Shabbos, so right now they're not usable. Demai is not roy. So Tosaf asks the kasha. Tosaf points out this Gemara's kasha is only sumchus. So according to the Rabbanan, you would say that it's very simple, since the Amanim could use it, so the Ashirim could also have a right to use it. So this Gemara's kasha has to be like sumchus, which pashas the flow of the Mishnah is like sumchus, because there's only kahana bechala. Not Yisraelim, so we're going like Sumchus. Some other more kasha is a good kasha according to Sumchus. What? It's not roy. So our answer is no. Migu di boy mafke lahu lenichse. V'havi ani bichazile hashadami chazile. Same like Sumchus, it's biyadoi to become roy to eat the mai by being mafke is nechosin, which will make him into an ani, and an ani is roy to eat the mai. That's not mechilam as aniim the mai. They have the Mishnah in the Sefer Demai, which says you're allowed to feed a near Malati Demai without Hafrosha. Ves Achsanya Demai. You can feed the soldiers, which are billeted in the Jewish homes, you're allowed to feed them Demai.
So, it's not a problem to be like mafkir and you know chasam on Shabbos.
Being makdis something is also on Shabbos, and that separates the tzarach of a mitzvah. Being mafker, there's a mugan of rum which says being mafker Shabbos is also a problem, and he's going to have to learn that the het over here is based on the tzarach mitzvah. Since we go like Rabbi Yosef, you only make a ruvit tchum of the tzarach mitzvah. So this is, I mean, there is some element of a not min question to do with the mai, but you know, but now that's the situation. So that would work. You know, it's not so direct, but I guess it's direct. It's not direct enough to be mutter. Mishmer quotes the Mogen of Rum. I love to tell you I remember which siman is in, but I don't. Amar Ravuna, Tana, Ravuna quotes a Bryce of Hashem, Amram, Ein Mechila Mesanim Demai, Mechila Mesanim Demai. So Hashem says, disagrees with this halacha. So it's only true according to Beis Hillel, and we passed in the Mishnah over there in Demai is clearly going like Beis Hillel that you could do that. So Rashi Echsanyo, Chayolus Malchi Yisrael, it's the armies of the Jewish kings, the Jewish armies. They give the responsibility of the people of the city to feed them. The soldiers have a halachic status like a neim, because they're not at that point in time. They don't have what to eat. So even though theoretically the person can be quite rich, and he's with property that he has back home, but if practically that's not going to feed him, so he gets a halachic equivalent of an ani. The other place you find that is actually halacha by Meiser Ani. A person who's traveling and doesn't know what to eat, even though he's an usher, if he doesn't have any money with him and he doesn't have what to eat, so he's lighting Meiser Ani because right now he's an ani. There's a mechlokes in the Mishnah, he's mechuyev to repay it when he gets back home, or not. But the concept that right now, under the circumstances, he's considered an oni is a valid halakhic concept.
I think I recall seeing a situation where, like, Motzei Shabbos, person didn't have money on him, obviously, right? Like, no, it was right after Shabbos. So they go to the Pushka, and they take money for, I guess it was the bus fare or something. They paid back, but it was interesting.
The argument.
It sounds like this.
Right. Okay. means your question would be whether this person qualified to have a right to take the stock.
Yeah.
I don't recall those. I don't recall what they talk about that. It's an interesting question. Okay. So where it says the Meister region is shit the Trumose. Your Meister region, which the Truma has been removed, you can use it for making the Eruvit Chumen. So where it says Shita, I mean, it's fully bona fide heter. So Meister can be eaten by anybody. It's not limited as long as the person, you know, the Levi can sell it. The person can't take it, but the Levi can feed it, the Levi can sell it. It's cool and it can be eaten in basic quarters. So my only problem is before you move the Trumas Meister, so it has a din of tavel. But if the Trumas Meister has been removed from the Meister, so what's the Chiddush that you can use it for Ruvit Chumen? Our answer is Litzricha. Shikdima b'shibolin, v'alim memenu chumas meiser, v'alim memenu chumas gedol. So the Levi went while it was still b'shibolin, was still being processed, and the Levi took off the meiser rishon before they had removed chumas gedol, which is that's not the name for regular chuma. So here the person. And now he takes it home, and he only removes Trumas Meiser from it. So he hasn't removed Trumas Gedolah from it. So the Chiddush should be Tavel. So the Chiddush over here is that there's no, in that situation, there's no Chiv to remove Trumas Gedolah. That's the Chiddush. Kidder Rabbi Avo, Omer Ish Lakish. Domer Rabbi Avo, Omer Ish Lakish. Meiser Rishon, Shikdima B'Shibolin, Patim Trumas Gedolah. So in a case where a person took off Meiser Rishon before Truma Gedolah, while still in the state of Shibolim, still in the state of being sheaves, so it's not Chai for Truma Gedolah. Shenemar, Harim Meisim Mimenu, Truma says Hashem, Maaser Min Maaser. So we darshan like this, it's stressing, Maaser Min Maaser Amar Tiducha, V'loi Truma Gedolah, you only need to take up one chuma, maser min maser, and not two chumas A, Shuma Gadol, and B, Shumas Maser Min HaMaser. So, you have... So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, is that that case, the Mishnah stresses, Umayser Rishon, the man of Shuma Soi, its Shuma has been removed, i.e. the Shumas Maser. Shuma Gadol has not been removed, and still it's acceptable. So the only case is, this is this case of Rish Lakish. Amaleya Rapabala Baya. So Rapaba asked the Baya, according to this drasha, Yachefilo Hikdimu Bikri Nami. Why do you say only cases of Hikdimu Bishibola? Even the case where they already processed the Kri totally, the grain totally, you made it ready into the Kri, which is the final step, and now it's chayiv that there's an issur to eat it without taking off any truma and maaser. So before v'shibolin, how frosh's truma works, how frosh's maaser works, but there's not a chayiv, a person not eat it achilas aroy without taking off any type of truma or maaser. It's not nikva that it must have truma, it must have hafrosh. Until you make it into a kri. Once you make it into a kri, it means you finish the whole process of the ksira and the disha and the being zara, and now you have the only the grain, you make it into a pile, you smooth it off, miruch kri, and that's chayiv now in all the hafroshes, all truma and meiser, etc. So what about the levi comes over there and takes truma, takes his meiser before the kohen takes the chumah? According to your drasha, that case should also be only be chayiv and chumas mice. So Malaysa advised it back to Rabbah Alecha Merkro in regards to this situation you're discussing. The pasuk says the following: it says Mikol Maaser Sechem Terimu Es Kol Chumas Hashem. From all of your mice, you have to remove the chumas Hashem. So Mikol Maaser Sechem is being marbe. From all mice, you have to remove all Shumas Hashem, including Shumah Gadolah. Versus my reis, what did you see which tell you to make the drasha this way, that the Pasuk, which is excluding, is referring to the case of Hikdime B'Shibola, and the Pasuk, which is including, is referring to a case of Hikdime B'Kari, where it says, Ha'idgen V'Ha'ilo Yidgen. This got to the state of being considered a full kri, it's dogon, fully processed. And it's not fully processed yet. So it makes more sense that the case where you're potter is the case that's not fully processed. This one here points out that the kasha of Myri Issa sounds strange. Then we should say, well, maybe the pasuk, which is the marbet yachayv, is a case which hikdimah b'shibolim. It's dibur kri is potter, and that's not logical. Tosis is saying, learns the Morris kasher, brings in the Rivah, that there's still one more stage, even after idgan or miruch kri, there's still one more stage of reis p'nei bayis. So maybe we should darshan before reis p'nei bayis and after reis p'nei bayis. Is it too much regas? So why do we see it like this? The Morris says, no, it's mistabra. Once it gets to the stage of dog and already, that's enough to say that the chiyuv, all the chiyuvim are effective.
What does Rios Penebayis add in terms of the chiyuv?
So Rios Penebayis, mean a rice of a person, even after Miruch Kri, there's still a het of achilas aroy. Calls one. It wasn't reis b'nei bayis. Chazal came along and created many different cases which are considered a kviyas. Shabbos is considered kviyas. Eating it, we have the case of the gaz. A person eats it outside of the gaz is considered a kviyas. The person adds salt to it is considered a kviyas. All those are the rabbanans. Person's mafresh meiser from it. All those things are considered kviyas. We made a rice, so you need to re-spin a bias.
What's the difference between a kri and
a nothing. According to Rashi, That's a Rashi. The Rashi between Shidim and Shibolan. The Shuma Gedolah, he went and took the Meiser before he took up Shuma Gedolah. The Minatar of Shuma Kedem is the Meiser. There is a correct order. Shuma is supposed to be removed first. The Rashi's Kro Rachman, the Torah refers to Shuma's Rashi's. Rashi's to Gancho. The Torah never refers to Meiser as Rashi's, so that tells me that Shuma should be done first. Mina Meiser, who knows in Meiser Rishon, the Levi. After you remove Shuma Gedolah, you calculate your tenth of the remaining amounts. Vashav Harry Malevi, the Levi was crafty. He was wily. So, if you have a pile of 100, if you have 100 bushels of wheat, so the kohen takes. There is a choice that Baal HaBayis can give. Either the average is one fiftieth. If he would take two bushels for himself, he only have 98 bushels left. So Meiser is only 9.8 bushels. So he would like to get, the Levi would like to chaperayin that extra 0.2 of the bushels. So he takes it before the Kohen, so he gets a full 1/10 of 100, full 10 bushels. So, is he a mukhiv to give Shuma Gedolah? So where it says, it tells me the pasuk of Maser Min HaMaser. So what about a case of Dima B'Kri? He says, no, that's a pasuk. B'kol Masos Sechem B'Levim K'sim. Truma is called Truma Sashem. For the Truma Gedolah, you must remove all types of Truma, including Truma Gedolah. Now, the Bach changes the Gersa to B'kol Masos Sechem B'kol Truma Gedolah. The pasuk only says Truma Hashem. So the word "mikol" is, there's no word "call" before the word Truma. There's the word "mikol Maser Sechem." All cases of Maser, you must remove Truma. Mara Isa, the Mukma Skra the Chiyuv Bikdima Bikri, the Skra the Ptur Bikdima Bishibol. So Rashi learns Tosis the way Tosis doesn't like. So the Maser says because High Dima Bikri Idgin already became the point of being Dagan, Kim the Nikra Dagan. Not the tevel the truma, because he reshis the gancha. So it's already tevel. It's tevel's chayv and truma gedolah would make sense. The levy taking it will not remove that chiv. Halu idgan mechishakli levy dain lo ha you tevel the truma. It wasn't really tevel yet. So it's mistarva. That's the case which is possible. So the more message saying we shaniftu. So the more says if you've been poyed, so it's totally chulun. So of course you could use it. The more says pshita. It's obvious. Marsha Lutzichas, the case is Shanosan is a Karen, but Lunosan is a Chaimish. He paid the principal, but he hadn't paid the extra fifth that the Bailam is if they add when he's poyed. And the Chaimish Mahake. But the Chiddush over here is that the pinion is valid, he owes the chumash to Hekdish or to Master Sheni, but it doesn't invalidate the pinion. Okay. Can't use tefillin. Which is again, that's pshita. You can't use tefillin. Of course, you can't use tefillin. It's unedible. Until the tzuchah, the tefillin, tovel mirabonu. The case was miraisa. It wasn't tefillin. So on tefillin mirabonu. And the chiddush is even that's the point of the mission. Even that is not acceptable. What's the case of tefillin mirabonu? Against his robe and otzit shen anochim. Person plants it in an otzit which doesn't have a nekev, so it's not compared to the karka. So, I mean, a raisa, it is not chayiv in chumas and maizes. It's not considered chumah lekarka at all. And those are lochas of things which grow on the ground. This didn't grow on the ground. Rabbanan Chazal gave it to the table. So truma hadn't been removed, so of course you can't use it. The more says pshita, you can't use it. The more says over here, truma over here is referring to truma gedayla. Sicha shekdima v'kri, menot levi menot truma smaisa, v'loi menot levi menot truma gedayla. So the case was the truma gedayla had not been removed in the case of shekdima v'kri. So the chiddush of the mishnah is madotema kiramalei rapapa labaya. Like your papa asked, maybe over here truma gedayla is not necessary. Kamash Malon, Kiddushanale, the Mishnah saying, no, the Abaya's answer is correct. That you, by case of Ikdimah Bakri, Shema Gadala must be removed, and if it wasn't removed, it can't be used, because it's not edible. Okay. Lover my Shani, we had to show Niftu. They weren't Nifta, so what's the Kiddush? Of course you can't use them. More answers again, Pshita. More answers again, that's Pshita. The mission referred to cases where the pinyon was not done in a proper fashion. It's telling me that those are not acceptable. What's an example of a pinyon which is not done properly? So by Meister Sheni, the example is agabi asimot. That Meister Sheni, the case was that he was parted with an asimot. Asimot means a coin blank, which has not been stamped yet. So it's a blank piece of silver made in the shape of a coin, but has not been stamped yet. It's not acceptable for Meister Sheni. Rachmona Omer Vitzarta Kesef Kesef Sheshel of Tzura. So Chazal Darshan, the Kesef has to be a full bona fide coinage which has been stamped already, as opposed to an asiva. So Mr. Talmud, there's a case for Mr. Shani where the pidyon will not be effective.
So if that's the din d'oraisa, what's the hapamina?
No, the chiddush is that there is a case where pidyon is not effective. You're going to go figure out what case is it referring to. Is it referring to this case?
Yeah. But why do they have to write a case that, you know, derisa doesn't it's not effective?
Okay, I need to know there are cases which aren't effective.
Okay.
The chiddush isn't that case is no good. The chiddush is that our cases which are no good, and you're supposed to go figure out this drasha. So it's leaving a lot up to your imagination. Hektish. What's the case of hektish, which is not a good pinyon? Shechiloi agabi agav karka. That the pinyon was done with karka. Yachmar Amar benosa nekesef bekolmo. It has to be something which is an item which can be given. Zakashi. That's obvious, and we're answered the case wasn't Chumas Meiser, which was the issue. The issue was Chumas Gedarlo. When Zuchah Shekdim Bishkri, what Chumas the Kamer Hainu Chumas Gedarlo, the Chazal the Frishi Minay, Mikami the Lifrishi Meiser Minay Kamer. It's referring to the Chumas Gedarlo, which should have been taken off before the Meiser had been taken. And that's the case of the the Mishnah is talking about. So I would think the Chiddush Gamal Rapapala Bayali El Bashmaita, that he asked that maybe that should be okay. Kamashal, that it's not okay. A Simon Mo Beloy Tzura, the Pantun Belaz, is like a. It's a blank. So when you're part of it, you had a fifth. When also the cast of a kumloy and gives the money, and the field is redeemed, and the money becomes hekdesh. But it has to be something which can be given like money. Okay. So the Mishnah. Hashalech eruva biyad cherish shoyte v'kotim. Person sent his Rubit Truman, he stayed home. Before Shabbos, he sent his Rubit Truman out to the place where he wants to put out to the field. So he didn't want to walk there himself, so he sent somebody else to place it for him. So Mishnah says, if the person he used to send it was a Chereshet of a Katan, it's not a valid Erev. But beyond Misha and a Mordev Erev, because I'll say if he used a person who does not accept the premise of Erev, so his act of putting it down is not considered an act of Mekana Shvisa, because he doesn't accept all premise. Eno Erev. So all these four scenarios, the Erev is not valid. Im Omer L'Acher L'Kabloi Mimen. He arranged that somebody else should be there to take it from the kata and put it down for him. So the person who's doing the act of being kind of the shvisa of placing the eruv is a valid regular gadol. So even though the delivery was done by a katan, a cherish, or a shaita, or a mishaman of eruv, that's not megareya, as long as the actual act of placing the Eruv Tumen was done by a person who's a kosher gadol. That's a kusi. It's referred to kusi.
I mean, are you assuming a kusim are Jewish? Gary Emes?
We pass in Gary Emes.
I do pass.
Even though the Gary Emes, but they did not accept all of Tarsha Baal Peh and the Kan of the Chachamim. So we end up with this din over here of Enamadir Beirut. Vilmar Kasha, a Katan Loy, you can't use a Katan for the Erev. Vilmar Ravuna, a Katan Gervis Erev. Katan to be the person who goes around from the Chatzir. And the way they used to make a Rubik Hatzeris was each individual family would contribute a lechem into the communal pot, and they would then have enough to meet the requirement of a Rubik Hatzeris. So the person who would go around collecting the donations from all of the members of the chotzer could be a chotzer. Versus lo kasha kan berubik tchumen kan berubik chatzeris. That's talking about Rubik Hatzeris. There's no act of Kenyan Shvisa, it's just the fact that Mimela, each person has contributed, so his financial contribution gives him a part in the communal pot. So we're all part of this big group together. So that's done, whether even though the person who's actually doing the act of collecting them is a katan, is Lemaiv Lemurit. Maybe with Chumen is an act of Kenyan Shvisa. The person's creating a status of being that's being his place. So Chazal said that requires a person who's a bardas to do that. He gathers the food for the Erev and then does the Erev. Versus that's a Rubik Hatzeris. The Ruve Rishusayo Ba'amahu, it's just an act of everybody combining together. Therefore, they're automatically considered combined together by the fact that they've all donated. Even though the cotton's action is not valid, It's not important to us. It's not like a mod. Well, Abaya, so you should be Mishkena. In Tzarkla Arev, we don't need an Eruv Be'etzim, as long as they were already all partners. So, by definition, then they're a group. So you see, it's not an act of kinyan, it's just a fact. So the katan is just helping the fact to be, that's fine. Well, Rubit Chuman Iknuye Shvisa, who was an act of Kana Shvisa, a katan, is like all of Limikti. He doesn't have the strength to make a kinyan for that. Okay. Is it the more man who is that of Rachista Kusoy? It's referring to Kusiyim. Now we paskin it nowadays. It's actually relevant to Rabbi Chatzeris also. That we put there's a loch of has a person that's the murder be'eruv. See, if a reformed Jew is not murder be'eruv, so he can't be the one to make the Ruvit Chuman, and he can't be part of the Ruvit Chatzeris. He needs Bitter Rishos. Vim Omer La'acher La'kabla him, and it was Eruv. So if you tell somebody else to receive it from the cotton, so then it's okay.
I mean, I understand the kusim. I mean, there was one group. But I mean, why didn't they say it's Dugan?
It seemed to be the problem was they weren't right at Be'eruv. So the Kusiyim, interesting, certain Durbanans they undertook, some Durbanans they didn't. They were yes and some not in others, whereas the Karoyim, the Sadukim were out of everything. So Lashon Mishnah Amar Be'er, I mean, even though it's true, it's valid over here, but it sounds like that's like the thin one thing he doesn't accept. So that fits more with the Kusiyim. And in Halacha, there's no differentiation. The Sadukim be the same thing. Some Rabbanan Kusim accepted. Some not. Now, I mean, Bizmana Gomorrah, the Gemara says, this is all Bizmana Mishnah. Eventually, they found that they're doing a Avodah Zorah. And the Musiyana, the Gemara said, they found that there was a form of a dove, a bird, which they were being over to Avodah Zorah, Bahar Grizim. Chamedim like a goyim for all halachas because of that of the Zohar elements. I was reading a account of travels from one of the Rishonim that he came there to Israel, and he says he saw the kusim by Hargrizim doing their Karban Pesach. Yes, they do Karban Pesach nowadays. So they're still apparently they're supposed to be. So there's still a group there. I don't know what's now with the Palestinians. There's a group of Samaritans that the Karoyim. There are still some groups that's different groups separately. That's the Karoyim. Says there was he made a list of what country was he in. He made a list of the X amount. There was X amount of in Egypt. There was X amount of Karoyim. There was X amount of Kusim. X amount of Rabbinic Jews. It's just interesting that they were still contending with them.
Okay, that was in time of
the Rishonim. Rishonim, you know, it wasn't a Rishon. It was a person of the time. Rishonim, I forgot who was with. It was a book of various different translations of the travels of these different people. It was called Medieval Jewish Travels, or something like that. You know, Jewish Travelers. Or something.
I thought at the time that we showed him the Karam were very large.
Right, the Karam were very large group. But the fact there was Kusim there was interesting. For the Makash Malechus, Dumaloy Mamti Leh. why aren't we concerned that the katan might not deliver it? So the case of Mishnah, if he's just delivering it to the, there's somebody who has been appointed a proxy to be a shliach to make the eruv. Just somebody, we have to get the eruv to him, so the katan could be the delivery boy. But maybe he doesn't deliver it. Whereas the kedamar of kista ba'amin v'ra'eyu, that the person who's making it, who an eruv is being made for him, saw that he was able to see from a distance that the katan had delivered it. So Rav Chisda said that in regards to a different discussion. Someone says, "Hachanami," but a similar answer would be over here. So you said that he delivered it, but who said that the Jew had been commissioned to do this? But you don't know whether that's what he told you. But you don't know Lamai said whether he did it. Again, that was in regard to the other discussion. Yechiel answered, there's a chazaka that a shliach, since he's accepted his commission, you were right, halachically to assume that he did it. So Hachanami, in regard to this question also, we'll give the same answer, chazaka shliach osa shlichusa. On what issue were Rabbi Chisda and Yechiel's statement said? We're borrowing from somewhere else. Where do they say it? Where it is a hoyitma, the Tanya. Nos to lepeel, halicha, a person put it on the back of an elephant. Or lekoif, or with gave it to a monkey, halicha, and they went. Ain't the Erev, it's not a valid Erev to send them to put it down. Even if you're a very well-trained elephant, and you would tell it, make it travel 1,000 paces and put it down, whatever, you know. And you see him do it, but it's not a valid act of Kinyan Shvisa. You can't use an elephant to do Kinyan Shvisa for you. If you're Marmalach on the Kabbalah, and men are raised the Erev, if you ask somebody else to take it off of the animal and put it down for you, that works. But maybe he never got delivered. The case is that the Yisrael saw the person who was sending this Reuben asked Shimon to put it down for him. Reuben was sending it. Reuben saw that the animal had delivered it. Even though maybe the shliach has changed his mind and not decided to go through with the shlichus. We have a right to assume that the shlichus was done. It's a krashi. The kabbal hemenu. Kadam shagia shom that before the cotton puts it there, the God will take it from him and put it down. A kabbal ear will have him. The person accepts it will then make an eruv. So the Morris says that works. Maybe he never delivered it. He saw that he delivered it all the way to that point. Morris says, even though he told him he'll do it, maybe he didn't do it. Maybe he will change his mind. They can be trained to deliver. Fine. To the more Omer Rav Nachman, Mishal Torah ain Chazaka Shliach Osir Shichusa. You cannot rely on this Chazaka of Shliach Osir Shichusa on derises. Mishal Sofer by Derbanan is Chazaka Shliach Osir Shichusa. Rav Sheshes Omer Echad Zeh Echad Zeh Chazaka Shliach Osir Shichusa. So Rav Nachman says that if you're dealing with an issue with derisa, you cannot rely on a Chazaka Shliach Osir Shichusa. By Derbanan you could. It says, by both cases, you could. Tesis over here says that he brings Machlokes, who we pass like Ramnach, or like Rosh Hashanah. Amram Sheish is Manam Minullah. How do I know that there is such a halachic assumption of Shticha Sheshechusa even by the Raisis? So, Moshe, let's say, according to Rav Sheish, if I ask somebody to go to the Bitevah Kalim for me. So even though the Kalim are chayiv derisa in Tvila, I can assume it was done. According to Nachman, Kalim which are chayiv derabbanan, I can assume, let's say, glass is the only chayiv Tvila, is Kalim derabbanan. So I can assume he did his shlichus. Metal clay, I can't assume he did his shlichus. There's no chazaka shlichus or shlichus. There is a din of erechon and misurin. So because Echon tells me that he did it, he's nemot. But that my right to assume without asking any questions, just there's a chazaka shlichus or shlichus, that I don't have. Now, Omer Sheshes Manom Minalot. Where do I get this? That even by the rices, there's a chazaka shlichus or shlichus. It's not. Once the carbon armor has been brought, so chutar chadash miyad, chadash is immediately becomes the new grain is mutter. So that's a loch. I can do it right away as soon as I know the carbon armor was brought. People which are far away and don't know exactly when it's brought. They can't eat from the Chodesh until after Chatzais, because they have a right to assume that Chatzais, for sure the carbon armor was brought. But before that, maybe it wasn't. They never brought the carbon armor later than Chatzais. So that you have a right to assume, that's for sure okay.
Before
that, maybe it wasn't brought yet. Well, Chodesh derises Tanya Rechaikim Matar Mechatzais Yem Ve'elik. Mishlam, the person who's local, is eats it after the carbon was brought, so he knows it was brought. But the person's mirachik, he doesn't know. He's just assuming. He knows that there is. La mishum chazaka shliach shechus. The person's been appointed, but sure does his job. More answers are not from the hasam is a tiny time. But fisha yadim shein bezem is atzim. But that they know bezem is not atzim. But sure by chazais they brought it. It says Bezin is not also. So over there, there's a new chazaka, a new assumption, that it, since it's under the pikuach of Bezin, Bezin will make sure that it happens. Ikad Amri, Amr Nachum, no Amin, a lot of funny time of the Fisher Yard in Bezin, is Hassan Boy. The price of Firzoi is because Bezin is not Mishnah, I think it's actually a Mishnah. Because Bezin is not Mishatz. Vice to Chai. It's time of Fisher Yard and Shane Bezin is Hassan Boy. Bezin hutul misatzen, but Bezin you have a right to assume like that. It stresses Bezin. Hachos shliach misatzen, but shliach maybe is misatzen. So that's from Nachman's right. So Sheish is, what is the answer? Amal lecha Bezin atalgi the yom shliach kula yom. You have a right to show that he did it, assume that he did it, but the time frame of not being also, you don't know how long it took him. Whereas by the, he might be procrastinating to do it at the end, you know, later in the day. With Bezin, it's not Mis'atze. In Bezin, you can assume did it before Chatzos. Okay, let's see Rashi for tomorrow.